this. Starting after the last season ends, it begins with the month of January and works through the following season. We explain how we go about hunting pressured whitetails, relating each step as clearly and concisely as possible, and illustrating how critical the right timing is to regular success. Each chapter is designed to stand alone, so there is some overlap in information when important aspects of hunting span more than one time frame. The second part of the book covers some special situations you might encounter that may be critical to your hunting success. The book ends with a discussion of perhaps the most important aspect of success, the bow hunter's attitude. Join us as we take you through our hunting year. Our hunting system has taken us decades to develop and is based on long years of trial and error. We hope that our experience and insight help you along the long, bumpy road to becoming a better, more successful hunter. Introduction. Under pressure. Hunting pressure is one of the most important aspects influencing bow hunting success and failure. Deer react severely to heavy pressure, which is natural for them, considering that they are a prey species. Heavy pressure also means more deer killed, particularly more bucks, leaving fewer of them to live to maturity. It logically follows that areas with extremely heavy hunting pressure produce far fewer mature bucks than areas with light hunting pressure, and that it is far more difficult to kill mature bucks in these hard-hunted areas on a regular basis than in areas with little pressure. In some heavily hunted areas, up to 90% of the bucks are killed as yearlings. This means that 2.5-year-olds are already few and far between, and some estimates place the survival rate of bucks to real maturity, 3.5 years old and above, at less than 1%. Not only is it statistically less probable that a hunter will kill a mature buck in pressured areas, but pressured bucks act differently than their brethren in lightly hunted areas. They have to, or they would not live to maturity. Nearly every mature buck living in a pressured area is severely nocturnal, even during the rut phases. And with fewer mature bucks in a local deer population, there is less rutting competition, creating a rut situation very much different from that in a herd with a more balanced sex ratio. These differences, among others, are a big deal and require special hunting tactics. A serious bow hunter simply cannot afford to ignore the effects of hunting pressure. But the fact that hunting pressure is absolutely critical to bow hunting success on mature bucks in most areas has been largely ignored by the well-known whitetail experts. The reason for this is simple. Recognition as a whitetail expert in the hunting community usually depends on the number of large bucks a hunter has killed or a career as a wildlife biologist. Killing the number and quality of bucks required to be considered an expert is easiest in areas with light hunting pressure, and the vast majority of well-known whitetail hunters hunt in those areas. They do not have to deal with hunting pressure, and therefore have no idea how to hunt in such circumstances. Their advice is usually as follows. If you want to kill mature bucks, travel to the places where big bucks are easy to kill. This is realistic advice, but it is impossible to follow for most bow hunters. We are not in any way suggesting that the experts lack the desire and dedication to take big bucks in the areas they hunt. We are simply saying that those same practices will not produce big bucks with any regularity in pressured areas. Whitetail biologists generally are experts in the behavior of deer held in captive environments. Their knowledge can be helpful, providing insight into biological processes, but there is a distinct difference between watching deer behind a high fence or in a severely controlled environment and actually hunting deer that are in an unbalanced herd and live in areas with tremendous hunting pressure. Most deer biologists who hunt do so in areas with little or no hunting pressure, in which deer react similarly to the deer they study in enclosures. Hunting non-pressured areas then lends credibility to their studies in enclosures. Although those studies are beneficial